Luke 12:32-48, a gift to be given and accounted for. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Number one, the gift. Did you hear what the gospel says today? That it is the Father's pleasure, that he not only desires, but actually takes pleasure and so joy in giving us everything, but especially in giving us the kingdom. That is the rule of divine love in our hearts. Our Father offers each of us this free and precious treasure of the kingdom of heaven. How? Through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus, who has opened the treasures of heaven to us by offering his very own life and now invites each of us to participate in that infinite gift of divine love in the Trinity. Like any gift, however, it must be received and opened in order to be used or to be worked, that is, to be activated. It is as if each of us have been given the winning lottery ticket, but do not claim the winnings, and so we forfeit the prize. God has poured his precious love into each of our hearts, but not all accept this divine gift or even bother to use it. Two, to be given away. The gift of love that God freely gives is meant to be given away freely. There's a famous song called "Love Isn't Love Until It's Given Away." The lyrics remind us how a smile's not a smile until it wrinkles your face. A bell's not a bell without ringing. A song's not a song without singing. The love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. You might think love is a treasure to keep, a feeling to cherish and hold, but love is a treasure for people to share. You keep it by letting it go, because love can't survive when it's hidden inside, and love was meant to be shared. Three, accounting. There's a catch. Jesus warns us. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. This gift of love cost Jesus his life, so we have an obligation, a responsibility, a requirement even, that forms our mission to share it. Jesus instructs us to sell all we have in order to receive this great gift and to share it through merciful acts of kindness, giving alms and helping others, especially the poor. In this way, Jesus promises that we will store up treasure in heaven. This sacrifice of our earthly treasure not only assures a heavenly reward, but a new life here on earth as this love atones and redeems. If we try to keep it for ourselves, we will waste it and will be held accountable when Jesus returns. He promises, however, those who spread his love will be elevated and receive an eternal reward, while those who fail to love will suffer the consequences of a loveless life, not only here on earth, but for all of eternity. Let us therefore be reminded of the great and precious gift of divine love, which cost Jesus the ultimate price, and choose today to give it away freely so that we may have treasure in heaven, because love isn't love until we give it away. May God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always remember, heaven is our goal.